some of you remember it. We used to, no glass was sold. There was none of this that's going on today was going on. They would take, the Boston police would come in and take glass. There'd be undercovers throughout the event. Since that time, 2008, we passed decrim. 2012, we passed medical marijuana. Yeah, let's hear it for Boston on that. It just didn't win either. It won big. Two votes to one. There's two of us for every one of them. And we didn't realize for so long, we thought we were the minority. And we realized that, well, what are we? We're the majority. That's right. And that's what we're seeing here today. That's why I'm so humbled. My name is Mike Crawford. I'm also known as Mike Cann. I've been doing activism, politics for years in Boston related to marijuana reform. Working with Mass Cann, started with them. We did some freedom rallies where we booked Onyx, Styles P. Were you here for those?
Yeah.
That was amazing. Me and Styles smoked right over there. That happened because of this event. Because I was in the audience like you guys were at one point, and I liked it so much, I decided to walk down and talk to some people and get involved. And that's what we're hoping you do today. Get registered to vote. Students for Drug Policy is out. There's a booth. You can sign up to vote if you're not in Massachusetts. Go register to vote. Get involved in Mass Cann. Get involved in all these organizations. Get involved in what that person's walking over there. Yes on four. We want to legalize marijuana. Yes, that's what the goal is today. Massachusetts, 2016. My brother, the king of pot, Michael Malta, rest in peace. Yeah, you guys know KOP, the king of pot. He was here for years. He passed away in 2009. We had a goal to legalize marijuana in 2016. I'm asking you to get involved and help us. Help me at the Young Jerks every week on my radio show. Call in WEMF Radio. Check out our writing. Spread it around. Join Mass Cann. Invite your friends to Mass Cann. Join Mass Cann. Yeah. Support the patients in Massachusetts for medical marijuana. Mass Patients Advocacy Alliance. Yeah. Let's hear it for them. They've been fighting. Those guys over there at the State House, they haven't been helping, but you know who they can't deny? The patients of Massachusetts. So let's hear it for Mass Patients Advocacy Alliance. And guys like Dick Evans, I've been around a long time. He's been around even longer. Let's hear it for him. Epstein, Bill Downing, Lester Grinspoon, Rick Cusick, High Times. These are legendary groups. I'm proud to be associated with them and working with these guys in this movement. I want to bring over someone. This is going to be big, guys. Everyone, move up. We got Brett, you got some t-shirts? Who wants a t-shirt? Yeah, we're going to throw out some t-shirts. Greenleaf Magazine, they got my stories. Check out them, Dig Boston, Alternate, High Times. All right, we just won something big this last week.
Hey, 2 o'clock, come back. I'm
we had a
bunch of these, right?
A primary election, and the incumbent, Tim Toomey, said, cannabis leads to opiates. Cannabis leads to opiates. What do you think about that statement from Rep. Tim Toomey?
That's a joke.
Yeah. Is that a joke? But the guy running against him in the Democratic state primary for state rep, as a friend of mine, came on my show, The Young Jerk, several times. He guest co-hosted. He helped us organize the medical marijuana patients and the lobbying of the city council that he knew in Cambridge to help us get a dispensary. He campaigned on legalization. And you know what happened in the election? What they said would never happen against an incumbent, against Rep. Tim Toomey, who's been there forever. Before I started, he's been there. I've been going up to Tim Toomey's office year after year after year, asking him to support decrim, to ask him to support medical, to ask him to support legal. Never yes. He came on with medical after the fact, but he was never that vocal. After we won medical. The guy we're coming up right now ran and won against that. Yeah. He won by over 400 votes. I'm saying he won by 420 votes. Check him out. His name is Mike Conley, state rep elect Mike Conley. Let's hear it, bro.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you all for being here. I just want to say yes on question four. Yeah. Register to vote. You know, there are so many reasons why we need to pass question four. Two of them that are first and foremost in my mind. First of all, there are racial disparities that persist to today in terms of the arrests for marijuana here in Massachusetts. So we need to pass question four to end the war on drugs. Yeah, give it up for that. A second issue that's so important to so many of us is treating and supporting those who are struggling with the heroin and the opioid epidemic right now. And continued prohibition of marijuana just gets in the way of that important work. So I'm saying let's vote yes on four so that we can do more to support people who are struggling with addiction. And thank you all for having me, and have a good day. Thanks.